Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you think there's a book inside you, good luck with that. Not only is getting a book published difficult, it can also be financially thankless. A couple of years ago, Ian Winwood published Bodies, Life and Death in Music. The book topped the Amazon bestseller list and was translated into other languages. Yet Ian was surprised how little money this made him. The reality is that the vast majority of writers are just doing it for love. Ian has been writing about this in today's Telegraph, which hopefully he did get paid for. Ian, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. Good afternoon to your listeners.
Yeah, you were an Amazon bestseller. It was translated into other languages.
It has been. I wrote a book called Bodies, Life and Death in Music. And I've been lucky, Sean, in one sense, because it has, I guess, what you'd call legs, in that it continues to sell. I guess in its own way, I don't think I'm going to be rubbing shoulders with Dan Brown or J.K. Rowling or anybody like that. But on its music chart, its Amazon music chart, it went to number one 5 times. It's still on the chart now. It's been out a couple of years. The new edition has been out about a year, and I was told by my editor, who I hope isn't listening to this, he's in London, my book editor. He told me this last year, expect royalties. And it's like, okay, great. You know, I'll buy a speedboat or maybe a private jet, depending on how big it is. And sort of 13 months after he told me that, the wait continues. And I'm slightly confused as to why. I think all authors, I mean, I'll give you the figures. Faber and Faber, my publisher, which I'm sure they have a presence in Ireland. It's a notable, large, the biggest independent publisher. It's not one of the majors. But they paid me an advance of £17,000, 15% of which went to my literary agent. And then that advance, what remains just shy of £15,000, that's paid in 3 installments. Once upon signing, one third upon signing your contract, one third when the manuscript is delivered and then edited and sub-edited and copy-edited and proofread, and then a third upon publication. Now, 90% of books, Sean, sell fewer that I've written in this piece that's been published in The Telegraph. 90% of books sell fewer than 2,000 copies.
Mm.
In 2022, British publishing, its revenues were £6.9 billion, billion with a B.
Yeah, that's the thing that has surprised me actually about that, Ian, because I would have thought the argument would have been, oh, well, you know, publishing is in a bit of a crisis. People are watching Netflix instead of reading. But that doesn't seem to be the case.
No. I mean, how best to describe this, Sean? I realise I'm on a family radio show. They throw Odure at the wall and see what sticks. So the business model is to stack them high. So, for example, when there's an expanded, the latest edition of my book is an expanded edition, including a free chapter, a chapter that I wrote for free. They didn't pay me for that. An 8,000-word chapter. And the day that was published, it came out, I'm using my memory here, but it was at least 8 other books published by my publisher on that day. Mm. Now, I write about bands. No record company would dream of flooding the market with so many of its own releases on one day, because they just get lost in the churn, you know? And so the reality is, I mean, in the piece I described, my own book has been quietly successful, which I think is fair. But so many books don't get reviewed. I was lucky that I had a presence in British media and radio stations such as yourself. I mean, this is the second time I've spoken to you, Sean. Most authors don't get that at all. So they just disappear into this vacuum of silence. And no one really seems to consider that, and then here's another figure for you. Only 19% of authors make their living from books. So if you're going to a bookshop and buy 5 books, only one of them is, statistically speaking, will be written by an author that's making a living from it.
Yeah.
So we've got what I think is sort of an intellectually and even morally, I would say, unsustainable truth that dare not speak its name. The people without whom the publishing industry wouldn't exist are the ones who are not making a living. Just very quickly, the average salary for authors is £7,000. And in real terms, that's down 60%. Adjusted for inflation, that's down 60% since 2006.
Wow.
So the industry grows, but the writers get poorer.
Yeah. And I was it because, I mean, in a physical copy of a book, the author gets maybe about a quid for each physical copy. But I was astounded. How much do they get then if it's an e-book version, if it's downloaded onto a Kindle or the like?
Those are a little bit better, those royalty rates. Audiobooks and Kindle books are 25%. Mine's done particularly well in audiobooks, which again adds to my confusion on a personal level. I don't want to say that it's done well on audiobooks because my crowd aren't that good at reading, but nonetheless, perhaps they just like to hear my voice. I don't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe I have a voice for audiobooks. But yeah, it's a little bit higher for those two formats.
Yeah, okay, so there's something in that. So I wonder, is it the case that, so, you know, in that period in which income for authors has dropped so dramatically, did the publishing industry just publish fewer books before?
You know what? I haven't got to the bottom of that. And here's something. I mean, in the long list of people that I would like to place up against the wall, and if not shoot, at least ask some stern questions. One of which is the British, an apologist for speaking on behalf of British people here to an Irish audience. But I contacted the Society of Authors, which is the trade union. It's my trade union for me and others, and asked if they would give me an interview to speak about this so I could try and find out this information. And I asked twice. The first time they did send me some information, which is a report that I've quoted, the statistics that I've quoted to you. But no one would go on the record from the union that is supposed to represent authors. It's sort of a very singular profession. You know, you sit on your own in a room. You might have the radio playing quietly or some music that's not too distracting. And you clatter away at a keyboard for hours, and that turn into days, into weeks, into months, and more often than not, at least into a year and beyond that. A friend of mine, a guy called Dorian Linsky, had a book published last week called Everything Must Go, and I can't recommend that book highly enough. And he read, at least in part, but many in full, 800 books in order to research his own book.
Wow.
And, yeah, you see what I mean? And he said to me, I interviewed him for my piece, and he said to me, I just haven't broken down what that works out at my hourly rate. Because obviously the longer you spend on a book, the less money you earn, but also the worse a book will be, you know?
Yeah.
I did work out my hourly rate for Bodies, and it was £2.50 an hour.
Crikey.
Yep.
Crikey. We have to leave it there, Ian.
Thanks
very much for speaking with us today. Ian Woodward is the author of Bodies, Life and Death in Music, particularly good as an audiobook, so I understand.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.